Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, our good buddy Tom Oates of the Wisconsin State Journal and Madison.com. You can tweet him at Tom Oates WSJ on Twitter, at Tom Oates WSJ on Twitter. Oatesy, how you been, buddy?
Real good. I'm just kind of wondering how Mike Clemens and the Butt Girls go together in the same room. What's wrong with that picture? But other than that, I'm fine.
Yeah, hey, Mike plays on the sympathies, and he gets them all. So I just stand out of his way and call it a day. Hey, Tom, where are from the first time we saw the Packers on that Thursday night game to where they are now? Have they progressed or regressed?
Well, I think they've progressed. You could say the defense has regressed, but I would say the defense was better early on than it showed better than it actually was, and part of that was due to the quarterbacking it was facing. I think the defense has made stride in recent weeks. They figured out their weaknesses and started to do some things that overcome them. I mean, it's the NFL. You can't snap your fingers in November and December and change your team. You just have to figure out how to operate best with the players you have. I think the offense, much has been written about the lack of an identity, and I think there is a lack of identity, but, they've been doing things they have to do to win, and I've been an advocate of that and saying, the identity can wait. They didn't really add a lot of new pieces on offense this year, which means that Matt LaFleur is operating with someone else's players. And, it takes a year or two or a draft or two or actually free agency with the Packers now to transform that offense into the kind of offense you truly want. And, that hasn't really happened. But, they've been playing well enough to be 10-3, no matter what you say. What was the old Bill Parcells line? You are what your record says you are.
Mm-hmm.
They're 10-3, and they're almost certain to be in the playoffs. So I don't know how anybody can argue too much with that. It'd be nice if it looked prettier, though.
Right, and I agree. I something you said, and I said this from the very beginning. They didn't change anybody on offense. I mean, they brought in Billy Turner. That's been about the difference as far as this offense goes. Beyond that, they're just scheming themselves differently from what we've seen in the past. And at times, we've seen the same old from the past. So my question was always, how is this team going to get better offensively? And maybe you're just relying upon Aaron Rodgers to be more engaged. Do you see Aaron Rodgers? Let me ask you this. Go back to this offense prior to Davante Adams coming back, the Oakland game, the Kansas City game, and then since Devontae's come back. Has it looked like a different offense to you, or are they still running the same thing? The focus is different.
I just think the focus is different. The thing that gets me about this offense is that they can't get Aaron Jones involved every game. There are teams that take Aaron Jones completely out of the game, and I don't get that. I think the focal point of this offense has changed somewhat. It's no longer totally dominated by Aaron Rodgers, I don't think. It's no longer totally dominated by a deep wide receiver core because they don't have that anymore. I just think their wide receivers and tight ends are very pedestrian other than Davante Adams. And, that ties your hands. There's no question that ties your hands, especially, when you've imported an offensive coach who supposedly runs a state-of-the-art offense. But the one thing that they've done best all year is use Aaron Jones in a variety of ways to be productive, but there are certain games where he's totally unproductive. I asked Matt LaFleur about that yesterday, and he didn't really answer the question. He chose to turn it into a touches answer where, I wasn't talking about touches. I was talking about production. And there are teams that just really take him out, and I think I think they need Aaron Jones to be productive every game, and that just hasn't happened.
See, I agree. If you look at the now, he talks about touches, and I understand that, because anytime he's touched the ball more than 20 or more times, they've won, and he's usually produced about 180-something yards on average. So my question would be to him, then, why do you get away from that, or why do you not?
Well, sometimes.
Go ahead.
Sometimes defenses take that away from you. It's like Jonathan Taylor in the second half against Ohio State. Well, after you ran him in the line five times and he didn't gain a yard, you go to plan B. You know, sometimes teams take that away from you, but I also think there needs to be countermeasures and other ways to get him the ball. There's a lot of ways, the way he catches the ball, there's certainly a lot of ways to get Aaron Jones the ball, and sometimes I think they get away from that. I think there's been a couple games where Matt LaFleur has alluded to the fact that he's gotten away from that. So one way or another, they have to get that guy involved, because he's really right now the best thing they have going for him on offense.
See, I would agree. I've said all along, I think he's the most dynamic player they have, short of Aaron Rodgers, and I take a lot of heat for it, but I'm sorry. I see a guy that when he gets touches, I see a guy that when he's given a gap, he takes advantage of it almost better than anybody. He's got such an incredible burst and quick step that he can take something that's very mundane and turn it into a big gain, or turn it into something that's going to move the chains and let them fight another day. So that's why I believe he's become the most dynamic player.
Let's say one thing, though, Bill. You know, people say, well, they should give him the ball all the time, every play.
No.
These players aren't robots.
Right.
You know, you have to – it's like veterans rest and Giannis sitting out an occasional game, or any other NBA player for maintenance or health maintenance. I mean, you know, you got to think long term with these players as well. And you certainly looks like they're going to be in the playoffs. They want Aaron Jones to be at his peak in the playoffs, so you don't hand him, you don't give him 30 to 35 touches. And besides, I happen to think Jamal Williams is a pretty good second back.
See, I do too. I like the fact that they have spread the ball around. They've engaged Jimmy Graham early on in ball games. Mercedes Lewis at times has moved the sticks. I mean, they've been very good in that realm. That I completely agree with. We're talking with Tom Oates, by the way, the Wisconsin State Journal. So, Tom, coming into this contest, we know that the Bears have a little bit of a head of steam right now, as they've got some confidence brewing. Is this one of those? I mean, I don't necessarily have a bad feeling about this game for the Packers, but I don't have a great feeling about it. I mean, if I had to pick a winner, I'd say the Packers win 21-20. I mean, it's that kind of game right now setting up in my head. Is that the feel you get from this team?
Well, I think, you know, the Packers won the opener, but the Bears' defense dominated the Packers' offense for almost the entirety of that game. The Packers had one long touchdown drive in the second quarter, most of which was on one long pass to Valdez Scantling. So the Packers did very little in that game, and that's a really good defense. I think this is going to be a very difficult game. I do question who the Bears, you know, they've won 4 out of 5, and they have a 3-game winning streak. Not sure who they've beaten in that stretch. Packers haven't beaten a good team in a while either, so mm-hmm. I think this is going to be a real tough test for the Packers. I think it's the offensive line has been good for most of the year, but it's had several games where it's just not been very good at all, and one of those was the first Bear game, and I think this is a real test for the offensive line. I just think that line has to step up, eliminate penalties, be physical, and control the line of scrimmage for the Packers to have a chance to win.
Hey, Tom, before I let you go, give me your synopsis from where you thought this team was to where this team is today and where they're going Rose Bowl-wise with the Wisconsin Badgers. To me, I thought it was a hell of a season. I mean, obviously the stumbling block in Illinois is still painful, but I still think it was a hell of a season.
Yeah, I think it'd be really interesting if they hadn't had that fluke loss in Illinois where, you know, I liken it to the Packers' playoff loss in Seattle, where there were 5 or 6 plays where if any one of them had gone differently, Illinois would have never had a chance to come back and win that game. If they had 2 losses to Ohio State only on their resume, where would they be? Probably right where they are now, actually, if you really think about it. You know, the Rose Bowl isn't what it used to be, and I don't think anyone could make that argument, but it's the best consolation prize in college football. And, you know, four teams go to the playoffs, and the fifth team gets the rest fight for the best consolation prize. And there's no question in my mind the best consolation prize in college football is the Rose Bowl.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
They play great. They're playing the Pac-12 champion, Oregon, and they're doing it in what I consider the best venue in sports that I've ever been in. It's not the playoffs. You know, get over it and enjoy what they're doing, because they're playing pretty well. I think Ohio State's talent took over in the second half of that championship game, but that's a really good Ohio State team. I've seen a lot of Ohio State teams over the years, and so have you, and I'm not sure I've seen one better than this.
No.
So, they lost twice to Ohio State. I think that points to the relative difference in talent level of the programs. And, I do think that they're playing pretty well. Down the stretch, they struggled early in the midway through the year. They struggled offensively, but they got back on track. And I think it's a pretty good Wisconsin team. I don't see how you can argue otherwise. But it wasn't good enough to beat Ohio State.
Yeah, that's I quoted somebody inside that Badger organization who said that's the best Big Ten team they've ever seen, and I would find it hard to believe that. Anybody would find much better, that's for sure. Tom, always a good point to talk to you, buddy, and we appreciate it. I'll see you up at Lambeau on Sunday.
All right, see you, Bill.
All right, pal, talk to you later. Tom Oates of the Wisconsin State Journal and Madison.com, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.